The Lord be with you.
And with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus began to speak in the synagogue. This text is being fulfilled today, even as you listen. And he won the approval of all, and they were astonished by his gracious words that came from his lips. They said, "This is Joseph's son, surely." But he replied, "No doubt you will quote me, saying, 'Physician, heal yourself,' and tell me, 'We have heard all that happened in Capernaum. Do the same here in your own countryside.'" And he went on, "I tell you solemnly, no prophet is ever accepted in his own country. There were many widows in Israel, and I can assure you, in Elijah's day, when heaven remained shut for 3 years and 6 months, and a great famine raged throughout the land, but Elijah was not sent to any one of these. He was sent to a widow at Zarephath, a Sidonian town. And in the prophet Elisha's time, there were many lepers in Israel, but none of these were cured, except the Syrian Naaman." When they heard this, everyone in the synagogue was enraged. They sprang to their feet and hustled him out of the town, and they took him up to the brow of the hill of their town was built on, intending to throw him down the cliff. But he slipped through the crowd and walked away. The Gospel of the Lord.
Okay, so the grown-ups in the church, you will have to bear with me and be patient because I have some very important people to talk to today. Dear boys and girls, those of you who are preparing for your sacraments, dear boys and girls, in the gospel that Deacon John just read today, we hear Jesus saying these words: "This text is being fulfilled even today as you listen." And what our Lord means is that right at that moment, the words, those little black squiggles put down on paper and given to the Jewish people of his time, those squiggles on a bit of paper are being transformed into real actions, into a real part of the life of the Jewish people. And today, boys and girls, you will be given the creed. And I want you to, and the creed is just a series of words, little black squiggles written down on a piece of paper about God. And so I want you to keep in your minds that idea of words written down becoming real actions and real things in our lives. Because actually today what Deacon John is going to give you is just a bit of paper on which there are words written down. And when you see it, if you're honest, you'll think it's a bit rubbish. You will. It's just a bit of paper with some words on it. But what I want you to understand today is that although it doesn't look like much, what everybody in the church here today is giving you in that piece of paper with a few words written down on it, although it doesn't look like much, it is in fact really, really precious. It's so precious that in our history as Catholics, there have been people who have died, gone to their death in order to pass that on to you. In fact, if you think of the best Christmas or birthday present you have ever been given, even though you might not understand it today, what you're being given today is even more important and even more precious. So let me explain. This is the really important bit, so listen to this. The creed that you're going to be given is a rule book It's a guidebook that allows you to stand in this church or in any Catholic church across the whole world with everybody here. And it allows you to look with your heart at Jesus, who is your best and truest friend, who is the one friend who will never let you down. So you know how being lonely is the worst thing. But when you get the creed, although you might feel lonely sometimes, it's just not true. You're not lonely, and you're not alone. You will never be alone, because as long as you have the creed, you will be joined to everyone in this parish and to everyone in the whole Catholic Church, not just today, but who has ever lived in the Catholic Church. And you will be joined to Jesus, your truest friend. So I said that the creed was like a guidebook to help us look together at Jesus with our hearts. And I think I need to explain two things. First of all, how is it this guidebook joins us together? And second, what does it mean to look at Jesus with our hearts? So first of all, how is this a guidebook that joins us together? Well, boys and girls, have you ever, I'm sure you have you ever been in the playground playing football? And when you play football with your friends, you all have to be following the same rules. Because if you're not following the same rules, you're not playing the same game. And the rules of football are what allow you to play the same game. The rules are what allow you to be together. So if you've ever played football in the playground, and at the same time, whilst you're playing football, there are other children playing, I don't know, sharks and surfers. Although your bodies are close together because you're in the same place, in the same playground, nonetheless, the people playing football aren't really with the people playing sharks and surfers, because they're following different rules and they're doing different things. So the goalkeeper playing football doesn't really notice the person playing sharks and surfers, because the goalkeeper is too busy watching the other people playing football. You're not together. You are not with each other because you're doing different things. But if you are all playing the same game with the same rules, you're not just in the same place. You are really and truly together. You are united. You are with each other. And the words of the creed are what make us play the same game together at church. And the game we play at church is really important, because it's about how we live our lives and what we think is valuable in this world. The words you get today in the creed are an invitation to play that game with us, with everybody in the church around you. The words are not the game. The game is much more important, because the game is about Jesus who loves us. But the words allow us to play the game. And the words allow us to play the game with each other together. The game is about looking at Jesus with our hearts. So what does that mean? Well, you know what it is to look at something with your eyes. You see the thing and you understand what it is. But looking with our hearts means understanding more than just the things we see. So let me give you an example. I bet your mum or dad makes your packed lunch for you when you go to school. And when you look with your eyes, you see a sandwich or a wrap or an apple or whatever the thing is. But when you look with your heart at that sandwich, you see the meaning of that sandwich. You see that your mum and dad has got up early and has taken the time to do this because they care for you and they love you. And so when you look with your heart, you see not just the sandwich, but you see the love that your mum or your dad has for you. You can't see that love with your eyes. You can't say love is round or square or pink or green in the way that we can say those sort of things about what we see with our eyes. But nonetheless, if you see with your heart, you know that love is real. In fact, love is more real and more important even than sandwiches. And I quite like sandwiches. But you can only see love when you look with your heart. And dear boys and girls, when we come to church, the game we all play together is looking not with our eyes. You see all the things in the church, that's true, but they help us, they point us towards Jesus. And the game we're playing is looking with our hearts at Jesus. And actually, our hearts can see so much more than our eyes possibly can. The creed that we are going to give you today, it's the rules, it's the guidebook written down that allows you to play this game with us. So when you stand with your parents here in this church and you say the words that you have been given today, what you're really saying is, Mum, Dad, or Grandma, Granddad, everybody in the church, let's be together and let's play the same game, that most important of games, the game of looking at Jesus with our hearts. Sometimes, boys and girls, not all the time, but sometimes, I get up early and I come and I sit in the church and I try to talk to Jesus. And I'm sure that there are a lot of people in this parish who are much better friends with Jesus than I am. And I'm sure they do the same thing in their own way. Today, I got up. I'm sure that the other people in the parish did the same. And I asked Jesus, let the words of the creed become real in the lives of our children. And I pray that now for you, that the Lord's words will come true in your lives, that the words of the creed will become true, will become real things, will allow you to play a real and most meaningful game in your life. This text is being fulfilled today, even as you listen.